process of receiving an email, which is weaponized, and they're trying to get you to click on a link, and so that that link would initiate some type of malware or some other information. It can also be a type of social phishing, which would be, you know, not so much something to click on, but something to do. So for instance, somebody sends an email, hey, this is the CEO, it's from his address, they've spoofed that, and
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toss C3 Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the founder of Toss C3, Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Neil. How are you?
Fantastic. And our topic today is phishing, smishing, is that correct? And all those different things involving hacking in certain ways. And we've heard of phishing in certain ways, but kind of delve deeper into this topic.
All right. So let's talk about phishing, spear phishing, and then we'll talk about vishing and smishing, which is so much fun to just say. Phishing and spear phishing. Well, phishing, I think everybody's familiar with that. You deal with it every day. Hopefully your law firm, library, municipality, organization, company is training you and pretending to attack you consistently throughout the week and just making sure that you're educated and then giving you some training on it. So basically, phishing is the process of receiving an email which is weaponized, and they're trying to get you to click on a link, and so that that link would initiate some type of malware or some other information. It can also be a type of social phishing, which would be, you know, not so much something to click on, but something to do. So for instance, somebody sends an email, hey, this is the CEO, it's from his address, they've spoofed that, and I need you to wire $10K over to this customer. Here's the wiring instructions. Please do it right away. Blah, 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 blah. And they'll do that in a busy time of the day on a busy part of the week. And that happens. So that's a social phishing. A spear phishing is the same thing we just talked about. However, it's targeted. So just like a spear gun, you know, you can really pinpoint in on somebody. A spear phish would actually say a particular hospital or a hospital system or a particular law firm or a company. Corporation, and they're going after them, you know, for multiple different reasons. It's usually financial or corporate espionage, or in the case of healthcare, it's for, you know, medical records, which are very valuable on the dark web for sale. So that's just a targeted attack. Now, the next one is smishing. Now, this is a lot of fun. So smish, it comes from SMS, which is the message service that you have on your phones for sending texts. And it's just like an email, except it's coming through your text. Most phone systems today, the VoIP systems that you have in your companies that allow you to do everything from your phone as if you're in the office and really play all these cool different games and really be remote, all have texting services built in. So here's a funny story. It happened this week to my company. And each one of my guys, you know, it started with one guy. They used our phone system. We use RingCentral, and they grabbed the text from my phone number. They kind of guessed what the pattern was, and they started to send a text. You know, hey Neil, this is Greg. You know, I can't get to the store. Will you buy me these gift cards and send me the numbers? Can you believe it? Like the oldest scam ever. That's got to be like a century old. Right? Is the gift card scam? So they tried that like on five different people in my company, and that's smishing. That's what that's all about. Well, vishing, that's voice phishing, right? So voicemails, it's the same kind of thing. It's more social engineering than anything else, but you have to be wary and you have to be careful what you put online. The more information that you put on the social media, the more of a profile people can build for the corporation or business that either you work for or that you own. So that's just my advice is, you know, be a little bit careful of what you say.
Because giving up your personal information, like a lot of people do on Facebook and other social media platforms, just so that you think it's your friends, the hackers can see it too. And then they'll know other people that you're friends, other situations. And then voila, you're in a situation where that happens. I can't believe they try these things, but I guess that could be, you know, hey, Greg's not going to tell me to go buy gift cards like that. So that's good that they didn't catch it, but it happens and it's scary. So the best place to go right now to look at all these different areas of hacking, different things in your company is go to toss3.com and hire Greg today. Appreciate it, Greg.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. Have a good week.
All right, too. That was the Toss C3 podcast, guys. Take care. We'll be right back.